Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Israel prepares for possible Iran strike.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel.
Trump says he will testify in hush money case.
All I can do is tell the truth.
VP Harris knocks Trump on abortion.
He basically wants to take America back to the 1800s.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. U.S. officials tell CBS News a major Iranian attack aimed at military targets in Israel could be imminent. It would be retaliation for Israel's deadly strike on Iran's consulate in Syria last week. President Biden, when asked about it earlier today.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel. And Iran will not succeed.
CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
What U.S. officials think Iran is doing is constructing an attack that is big enough to get at least some drones or missiles through Israeli defenses so that they can land something on Israeli territory and claim to have punished Israel for its attack on the Iranian consulate.
The U.S. is urging Americans in Israel to restrict their movements ahead of a possible attack. Former President Trump's New York hush money trial is set to begin on Monday after a judge denies his request for a postponement because of pretrial publicity. Trump says he will take the stand.
I'm testifying. I tell the truth. I mean, all I can do is tell the truth. And the truth is that there's no case.
Trump made his comment during a press conference with House Speaker Mike Johnson in which they called for a law to require all who register to vote to prove U.S. citizenship. Vice President Kamala Harris in the crucial swing state of Arizona condemns the state's 160-year-old abortion ban. The VP has discussed the next steps to securing reproductive freedom for women across the country and laid the blame squarely on former President Trump.
We all know if Donald Trump gets the chance, he will sign a national abortion ban. And how do we know? Just look at his record. Just look at the facts.
The day after he was denied a commercial driver's license in suburban Houston, police say a man stole an 18-wheeler and drove it into the same license facility in Brenham, Texas, this afternoon. Texas Department of Public Safety spokesman Sergeant Justin Ruiz.
8 were treated and released on the scene of the incident. Unfortunately, one person has succumbed to their injuries and died at the hospital.
The suspect is in custody.
Good evening. Leading the news this Friday, President Reagan challenged
Robert McNeil, creator and first anchor of PBS NewsHour nightly newscast, has died of natural causes. He was 93. Stocks tumbled on Israel-Iran fears and mixed earnings report. The Dow plunged 476 points. Now this.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
The House has reauthorized a key U.S. government surveillance tool, CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The bipartisan vote reauthorizes warrantless surveillance powers under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act for another 2 years. The bill includes restrictions on how the FBI uses the powers to gather data while surveilling potential foreign adversaries who may be interacting with Americans. Opponents cited privacy concerns. The intelligence community called it one of the most powerful tools they have to protect America.
In Tennessee, one officer is dead and two others injured as they checked out a suspicious vehicle this morning. Intra Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis.
Tragically, one of our officers lost his life. That officer is Joseph McKinney.
One suspect was killed, the others arrested. A federal judge orders the former longtime interpreter for Dodger star Shohei Ohtani released on bond and tells Ipe Mizuhara to undergo gambling addiction treatment. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A shooting in a classroom at Wilmer Hutchins High School in Dallas, Texas, leaves one student wounded. Dallas Independent School District Superintendent Stephanie Elizalde.
Thankfully, our student is in the care of professionals and it is a non-life-threatening injury.
One person is in custody. Savannah, Georgia will require guns left in empty vehicles be securely stored. The mayor says it's meant to cut down on gun thefts from unlocked cars. A 500,000 Roku streaming system users have had to reset their passwords. The reason, a hack in which malicious actors use some of the accounts for unauthorized purchases. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher.
As part of its response, Roku said that it's going to force everyone to start using two-factor authentication. That's where you get an extra password, usually by text message, when you're trying to log into something.
U.S. consumer sentiment falls slightly.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Calling all comfort campers, new glamping or glamorous camping areas are open near Yosemite National Park. KCBS's Matt Bigler with details.
You can leave your tent stakes at home. Two companies are now offering glamping sites near Yosemite. One night at Wild Haven includes a premium tent with a queen bed, electricity, and heating. Because the luxury campsites are outside the national park, visitors will still have to make reservations to enter Yosemite. Park spokesperson Scott Gedeman says they had to bring back their reservation system this spring due to overcrowding.
People just parking on the side of the road. We've had some human waste issues.
The second glamping campground is scheduled to open even closer to Yosemite next spring. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
Roberto Cavalli's company says that the Italian fashion designer has died at age 83. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, April 12, 2024. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.